Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Monday, 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 Monday,
Monday, Monday, Monday. So good to me.
It's interesting you bring that up. We're going to have crappy songs of the 70s. At some point during the program, there's so much going on, I don't even know where it's going to fall, but it'll probably be somewhere in the news today. But so much to go. The whole Josh weighing in from different sites around the world is... did you get that impression that maybe it's wearing a little thin on me right now, today?
I can hear that. Well, I think that also, I mean, it might be the cherry on the sundae today, because you've already had a bad morning with all your stuff.
And no, but not so bad that it's anything I'm concerned about. It was just, all right, well, I'll give you all the details.
I'll tell you this from the booth, Mike. From that 60-second countdown that we have before the show,
yeah,
Josh came and went twice.
Yeah, text him, thank you, but enjoy his vacation. just tell him.
We'll have him on Wednesday's show. I know this. So. Well,
that's great. So anywho, the day starts. I really try to gate off hallways, shut doors where doors should be shut,
and
prevent the house from being soiled by a dog who we have neither the time nor the money to train properly. But
and that's the new dog.
There is nothing that warms the cockles of the heart more than walking into my studio and seeing shite right there on the carpet in front of me.
Dog shite.
And then, like many people in an office, I have the wonderful little... roller where you put down that plexiglass or plastic.
Yeah, and you need to roll on
your office chair. A little hint of pee on there where he's come in because he hates me. He's come in to specifically do his business in here for two reasons, and neither one of them good. Either because he knows this is the safe place where he can hide,
right?
Even though he is taken out 4, 5, 6, 7, 20 times a day. Or he can come in here and make a statement to me that he doesn't like the way I'm running the show. And not the show that we do, but just the
show. Oh, I thought that's what you meant. Like he wanted to move the news back later in the show or something.
No. It just
now when he pees on the plastic.
I didn't even share that with you in the pre-show meeting.
No. But it's obviously.
Because that's really what it really started with. And then the audio board. Yeah, we had a power surge over the weekend. It might be due to my HVAC, which is going to be scheduled to be serviced today.
Got to do it once a year.
Which involves, you know that I'm trying to get more handy, right? You're aware of that fact.
Of course.
So I go online and I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at why would it shut down? Well, when it gets really hot, we're talking 96 degrees down here over the weekend on a couple of days. I checked the drip pan for the condenser that's up in the garage, and sure enough, comes right up to here on my fingers. It's well too full, and that might be why the HVAC completely shut down, but I know a fix.
Hold it. Can I ask a question?
Sure, go right
ahead. The drip pan, that's the thing that – is that for the unit in the garage?
In the garage, yes.
Okay, so it doesn't have like an external hose.
Yes, it does.
But it still has a drip pan too?
Yes. All of
Why
them
would
do.
They not connect the hose to the drip pan so that the drip pan also goes outside?
And that would be the first moment of the week where you got me. don't have an answer for
I
you.
I don't mean to be that way, but I used
no,
to
No, but a, I mean, it's like you got me with that because I really don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't have an answer
We
for
used
you.
To have a portable air conditioner. It looked like R2-D2 a little bit that we kept in our family room.
Right.
And it also had a drip pad, but it filled up right away. So I did a little research, and there was a nozzle where you could hook a hose to it, and the water would come out
Well,
there.
The drip pan, don't ask me the details because it's very complicated for me.
It's
I know
very
that,
complicated.
I know that there is a pan underneath, which, yes. by the way, I will mention to the HVAC guy when I got up there on my ladder, being handy, noticed...
Step ladder?
Yo, to me, I'm not sure the wires should be sitting in the drip pan. This
no,
is just
wires
my opinion.
And water, as a rule,
yeah.
don't. It reminds me, Mike, do you remember we had a series of great engineers at WJFK? And there was, of course, Dan Ryson and Daryl. That was early on. Then we got Tony. And Tony had an assistant that kind of looked like Harpo Marx. Do you remember him at all?
Nope.
He was a weird one, and one time there was a flood in the electric room at our studios in Rockville, and they were trying very hard to get the electricity back up and running in time for the show, so I went to check on them. This guy was up to his knees in water in the electric room, and I said, I'm no chief engineer, but that's probably not a great idea. And Tony said, you're probably right.
Well, I mean, look, I am aware and you are certainly warned on the machinery itself that you shouldn't be futzing around with that stuff. But I do because not only have the circumstances changed where I don't want to just, with inflation, throw money at people to fix things. But
no, and AC guys, they tend to be the worst.
Well, and also, you know, there are. I use the resource, online of videos to do everything. So I go up and I check it, and they say clean out.
Do you have people watching you check it? Like did Carla or Michael?
Carla was involved in the process at one point, not during most of it, but at one point. The instructions are what will happen is that in the event that your drain line to the outside – which is not sophisticated, especially if you've got a gravity drain where the unit, the condenser, is up high, and they call it a condenser. I mean, that should say condensation right there. And then you've got the pipe below that it doesn't require any pump or anything. It's just gravity is going to flow down. However, it can get really gunked up, especially if you live in a warm and humid climate, as I do. And so you are to take a shop vac out.
Are you still chopping straw and making bricks in the garage? That also clogs it up. All of that dust in the air.
Yeah, when I'm in my masonry business, my masonry side hustle.
We've all got side hustles.
Brick manufacturer. I do it, by the way, I do it like they do it in India. Anyway, getting back to the problem.
Michael has such strong leg muscles down in the pit.
Well, you never too early to put them to work.
I hear that.
So they say suck out the drain line, and it is nasty, and I put a shop vac on the end of the drain line and turn it on, and I look in my shop vac, and it looks like there's some stuff that's come out, but what hasn't changed is the drain pan is still high, and it's like it doesn't feel like it's working. So I end up bringing Carla into the equation to lift my shop vac on a chair and just stand on a chair, lift it high enough where I can get the hose up to the drain pan and suck out the water, and still nothing coming back on. And then I go defeated to the outside of the home.
Pause for a moment. I love the fact that you are well into it by the time Carla gets involved.
Right.
So she's not ever seeing the optimistic repairman. She's seeing a defeated man.
I'm defeated, but also... Due to a proper balance of medications, I am I'm unfazed by this now because, I mean, this
Attaboy.
To me is something that that I can handle. And as I'm really wrapping up and putting the I've got a garden hose that I've used to flush out the line. I'm sucking out the griblies from the line, and nothing seems to be doing the trick. It seems to be based on the fact that the pipe is draining back out from where I put the hose in, it seems to me that there's some blockage and it's not working. So I'm defeated. I put it out. And as I, and by the way, I've sucked the water out of the pan.
Attaboy.
As I am putting the hose to the side of the house, we're the same way where the unit is, the heat pump thing outside.
Yeah.
Condenser inside. Got no idea what you call the big fan thing outside. Got no idea. Don't
air
know what
conditioning
it's called.
Unit.
Don't give it rat's ass.
Mike, you know what? Everything has a name and everything deserves to be called a name.
Whatever. So I go out and as I'm hanging the hose up, I hear and the thing comes back on. Like I could have danced. I dance into the house and I go, I'm incredible. and which I say quite often around my home on a daily basis. And lo and behold, that's it. Double checked it after baseball Saturday. Long baseball Saturday. Doubleheader baseball Saturday.
Yeah.
And we come back home, hose it out again, just to be sure. We've gone probably the longest period of time since we hose things out. But the guys come in between 2 and 4 to do a proper check, and we should be good to go. So Mr. Handy again. And what I just didn't need was to come in here and have a tiny brain-damaged dog soil my studio and then have everything, because I shut down everything on the weekend, including my brain.
No.
So that's where we are. And then Josh weighs in, and for the first time, would you notice for the first time that might have been a little frustration on my part, where okay, enough. I don't give a damn if I see the Sistine Chapel or whatever.
Well, Mike, he sent me a photo of him in front of the Coliseum. Maybe I'll share it later if you're in a better mood. I think that would be nice.
Don't put this on me with your new buddy. Don't put this on me. This is.
Well, you have to admit you came in with not the best attitude.
But what did you think? Did you like the connectivity we had from Rome?
No, but there's a certain funniness to him in Rome.
Is he still continuing to check in?
Yeah, right. He just sent me a text. He says, wait, it just popped up.
And you're sick, which is adding to the depletion of the program. So it's like, this is what I would describe as, with a capital M, a Monday.
I'm sorry I'm sick.
You're an asshole. I didn't mean it that. That is as passive aggressive as it possibly gets. What did you say to me before the show, right before we're going on? You said, you wanted to let me know that you were under the weather as opposed to, just coming in and doing it, which I would have preferred.
Well, no, you see, you have said in the past, let me know.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you have.
No, I've said, don't show up.
No, you say that every day.
All right,
no,
so what's
going
on?
No, but you have told me. He texted me. He says, making sure now to smile in every picture, even if I have to walk up 400 leaning stairs. You see, now I did take a shot.
See, I love the fact that he's the poor put-upon guy on his European travel trip, because he's got the plans laid out by his wife every single hour.
Mike, I did take a shot at my so-called buddy this weekend when I made my profile picture on Facebook, him looking miserable.
I will say this about him.
Yes.
And I'll say this about travel.
Okay.
I am experiencing, Rob, Irish guilt around the fact that.
Why?
Because I'm really happy that Michael has been invited to play on this All-Star team. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of threw everything out the window. And so I'm talking about a Red Sox game in Boston.
Right.
And a trip up to Maine to see the family. And we chucked it because we thought that the right thing to do, and I still maintain it's the right thing to do, was for him to have the experience that he might not value as much.
You made a grown-up decision is what you did.
But when we got the tears because we're watching a little of the Red Sox-Yankees, by the way to go, Red Sox. 2 out of 3 from the Yankees is always a delight. That's that's one of the rays of sunshine that I absolutely love. But the tears can. I'm really sad we're not going to the game. And I felt that just ripped me in two, because that, we come from a culture where, and this is probably why certain other nations kick our ass when it comes to education and things like that. You know, summer is summer. It's always been summer.
Yeah.
Americans love their summertime, and that's the way it is. Everybody goes on vacation in summertime. That's kind of where we're all we all think. And I felt I'm feeling a little guilty that, you know, he rides the pine a little bit. Got a lot of practice this weekend. Two preseason games, a doubleheader. Did great. Hit a double. I was
Oh, that's so awesome.
And it's just, but I feel as though the joy is not really shared because he was really looking forward to something. And an 11-year-old brain is thinking in terms of that more than the fact that maybe down the road, wouldn't it? Don't you think that down the road, Rob Spiewak, I know you're not a sports guy, but I'll ask you this. Don't you think, I know that if I was a 30-year-old guy talking with buddies about sports and stuff, he said, in Little League, I was on an all-star team, that's going to stay with him for the rest of his life.
You're right.
I was
never
on an all-star team.
You're
ever,
absolutely right.
On any athletic field.
But, I mean, it's really tough. Wasn't he at the beginning, he understood? He said he understood because he was excited to play.
But he wanted to get up to – I get it. I totally get it. And there are kids all over the country that the summer is their sport.
Right.
All over the country this goes on. So I get it, but it's new. We'll see. I just sometimes I have that that moment with him, unlike Mr. Soroka, who is having a – dream trip with the fam to experience, have all these experiences. And speaking of, is that a solid picture?
Just a still photo. I knew
that's
I could
him at the
on
Coliseum.
That.
Look at it that. That you know, of all the sights, would that be in my top two to see the Coliseum?
I always thought we could do a live show there. I don't know that we could sell it out, but we could block off some spaces. Just a
live
thought.
Live at the Coliseum.
And we have to say, people, get your airfare now because this is a destination show.
Right.
You're going to have to fly to Rome.
Speaking of kids, happy birthday to my firstborn. What's funny is you said your son made you feel old.
Yes.
I got you on that one today, Rob.
I bet. How old is Catherine?
She is celebrating her 30th birthday
get
today.
Get out.
Haven't put the – she's out in California with her mother and her sister, and I – have not made the call yet because it's super
it's early
out there. And I really just...
I remember her birth as like yesterday.
You know
and
what?
That's 30 years ago. Crazy.
You might remember when I've referenced Catherine on the show. Catherine has been a struggling actress for a very long time, going on auditions, done some theatrical stuff in New York, done some stuff, independent film work, but nothing really ever gained super traction for her. And she, I think she still might audition occasionally, but she has taken up a business that is really telecommunications consulting.
Well, it's Bitcoin.
For businesses. No, it's not Bitcoin. She has about 15 to 20 people working under her, and she sends me a text last week where and they're like older people and 12 people, and she's number one in her company with her sales. And
you don't think acting comes into that? That's some of the best acting she has to do.
I thought, I'm just so thrilled
you
that
should
she's
be.
Found this different little road, and she's thriving in it. So happy 30th to my beautiful, talented, gutsy, most courageous person I know, my daughter, who is just absolutely fearless and grabbing life, and down in, I think, San Diego this weekend with my ex and her sister. And it's just it's really cool to have your kids that are doing so well, and that's all
meanwhile,
that really matters.
Robert was sad yesterday because his tea time got canceled. So I can relate to motivated kids.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with enjoying a little outdoor recreation. You should value that.
I do.
I know. Well,
as
you
a matter
don't.
Of fact, no,
no you
I,
don't.
I
you,
was making
you
a
value
joke
the in of doors.
Well, no, I value him outside. I'm not going to golf. I like him
don't
golfing.
Don't have to golf. Take a walk. You take a walk occasionally, right? You walk still?
Yeah, yeah. I walk the dog. Walk myself. Never a golf course, though.
How many steps today? I based that on watching an old man doing stand-up over the weekend. that there. I don't know if you've seen this guy online. I should have brought that to the show. Yeah.
Yeah, I know the guy you mean.
Great.
He's funny.
Great.
Yeah.
One trick pony, does the
but
old bits. But when he does,
a
I've gotten, I'm counting my steps. I've done 47 today. And it's, yeah, it's all that humor.
Well,
but you,
you
were going to say something.
I have lots of steps in my house, up and down. So I'm sure I've beat 47. But I am not mocking golf and mocking him. I was saying that, you know, your daughter, of course, older than Robert and advanced and got a job. And Robert right now, as you would say, in between his first job. And I love the fact that he is golfing because that is something that he can play the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And also use it in business. But anyway, I was just making a joke about him, you know.
I don't know how much I've used it in business, but they always say that's something you can use, you know, and that's kind of the it's kind of a movie cliche that you know, you get out
well,
there, hey,
you've
Phil,
golfed
we're gonna
with
be
have
on
you
the...
golfed with Donnie?
Donnie Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, did I ever golf with
I know
Donnie
you
Simpson?
You were co-club members.
I don't know if I ever did. No.
But
here's the story. This is how it goes.
Okay.
Back in the day when I was doing radio and I was at that highfalutin club that Donnie was a member of.
And people should know, if you don't know who Donnie Simpson is, most people do. He is a force in showbiz, radio, television, the whole deal. He's a big deal.
Only recently got off the radio, right?
Right,
recently,
right, exactly.
And, you know, was on BET for a long time, had a television show on BET. And Donnie... this is a great. I'm so glad you brought this up because Donnie Simpson, and I've spoken to a group of CBS people about Donnie Simpson who was getting an award or something, and it was really funny because they talked about how much more successful Donnie was than I was, and it was just funny, and I love doing it. And Donnie's always been a good guy and always like, you know, he's got that way, that easy way about him where, hey, man, how
he is. You could be his friend for 50 years or you could be introduced to him. He's nice to you no matter what.
He is.
He's slick. He's Teflon. Nothing bothers him because he's Donnie.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And Donnie, when I'd be out there playing with, you know, a buddy maybe or somebody that would be put together with me, Donnie would be like out on the fifth hole with Michael Jordan. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. That's the rarefied air that Donnie was in.
Hey,
so,
Mike.
But the whole golf thing with Biz, I mean, I'm sure it could happen. So you're saying he's between his first job. It's pretty early in the game for
it
him
is.
Being
he hasn't
home.
Even, but he hasn't even graduated, you know.
But it's
a
on
month
your
ago.
Mind. But it's on your
well,
mind.
I
you
want him to do.
Anything.
I don't want him out of the house. I just want him to find a job he likes. He was.
If you're
so...
gonna, let's give you a 1 to 10 scale.
Okay.
And on the motivation scale. After the college career has ended and now it's some summertime, what score on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the least, what would you give him on the 1 to 10 urgency
I'll give him
get
an
a job?
8 to an 8.5. He's
actively trying to get out
there
and get
something. He's applying every day for jobs.
Okay.
But what he is probably going to fall into, he hopes, the plan is now, and I told him, because when I graduated college, it was a Saturday, and I do believe that Monday I reported to the Don and Mike show. I didn't do anything.
Your internship, as many of us in this business, your internship turned into a job. A lot of my buddies at American University that worked for George Michael and the Sports Machine walked right out of their graduation into Nebraska Avenue and NBC and worked there. So it was blessed. Now he was supposed to do some sort of thing in his field, which was like what, gaming or something like
that?
Well,
he was running social media for the electronic gaming up at WVU. And that was a paid. Moderately paid gig.
What's his dream gig right now? What is
right now? If he can't find something that is going to be sort of in his sphere, he has an offer to re-intern at Colossal Sports for the Capitals, essentially, come this fall. Another paid internship because he did a great job with his last summer.
Yeah,
and so that could lead. The first internship couldn't lead to a job because he hadn't graduated yet.
Yeah.
But this internship could, and that's what we're all hoping for. But also know this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Carrie's a little more concerned about his lack of employment than I am. But I said, Robert,
shocker.
Take some time.
I had to. You set me up. You teed that up.
Was that a dig at my passiveness or a dig
at
her?
Yes, that was a dig at your passive. Of course, she's more concerned towards you than you are. Yes.
But I told him he was so stressed and torn up this last semester. I mean, really, in a way that he was really sweating every detail and it was affecting his sleep and all that stuff. I said, Robert, it's over now. Relax. Take a few weeks. Don't do anything. You got to get yourself back, in the mindset of being in the real world. And I joked with him yesterday. He said, I missed a certain something on TV. I said, well, that frees up your afternoon. Why don't you go do your homework? And he paused and he said, Dad, because he doesn't have any homework anymore.
Yeah,
and so that's a great, great feeling for him. So I want him to be in the proper mindset. I'm in no hurry to get him out of the house. And I want to be in the proper mindset before he takes a job. That's all. That's all.
What would be the proper mindset?
Like no longer dreaming about having to do get your grades up. No, because he was sweating that to the he graduated with.
And how does Carrie feel about it?
When you get down to it, I think she agrees that he needs, because he's been, he's dealt with issues and starting with a point something GPA, graduated with nearly a 3.2. So I think he's earned a little time to just chill. Some of his friends are coming home from college. They're golfing. They're going out. They're doing stuff. So I'm not angry at him. And I do think he's motivated. I just doubt that he quite measures up to your daughter at that point. Not yet.
My daughter's like a decade
older. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, and my daughter also did, she was a bartender forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how she, she rolled. And this climate,
tough.
At least everything I read is for kids that graduate from some of the finest universities in America, the employment climate is not what it was back in the day. When you got on an internship and walked into a job, you had it. When I had it, I was able to. Yeah. I was working in radio commercially from my junior year all the way through. I walked in at 24, 25. I programmed two radio stations. It was a different time where you could be young and really go and do what he wants to do.
It was before consolidation of all the radio stations. I mean, there were still independent stations.
And my parents were relatively passive like you.
Yeah.
My parents were not. But the one difference with my parents is, and I remember this, they had said to me, like before I graduated college, they said, okay, but when you're 18, go for it. Because, we'd really rather not have you come back, which is probably different. Well, no, it's the way it was. I think a lot of kids probably did, we got right to it. I had an apartment, a group apartment with people that it rolled right into my my work life where I was. I was working,
Got my first place when I was 12. And it was.
Did you go home after you graduated and live at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for at least. Gosh, how long? 5-6 months, I think it was.
Okay.
But I was still going to work every day and, doing what I could to set some money aside. When I started as a hire at WJFK, I could work as many hours as I want, but they would only pay me for 20.
Because that was the benefits and all that crap.
Yeah.
Happened with
so
that.
It was, I stayed with it as best I could. But as far as Robert being, and Julia, God, she couldn't wait to put space between us. She was ready to go when she graduated. But
she's a go-getter.
She is. And Robert is, I won't say he's not a go-getter. I'd say he's just a little more conservative in what he does. And I'm delighted to have him here. I've told him as much. I said,
but see, you do bust balls, though, when you say, your tea time, when you say that. I read between the lines a little bit like that. There's almost a little jealousy there, isn't there? Maybe.
Well, you saw him. He's gorgeous. He's got his whole life ahead of him. I'm in the final act. What am I supposed to be?
You're in your 50s.
Yeah.
Give a break. Come on. You're doing fine.
Closer to death than birth.
I can tell you're under the weather today. You're a little, you're definitely feeling a little bit, you're a little down today. I mean, you said I was, but aren't you a little like kind of feeling meh a little bit today?
Everything
go okay on the weekend or what? Everything all right?
All I did was lay around because I didn't feel good. I watched horrible films. Horrible films.
Have you seen the movie you just gave me right there?
Have you seen the movie called Now You See Me? And of course, Now You See Me Too?
I don't think so. Give me the...
I had never heard of it.
Who's the actor?
Mike, it's Jesse Eisenberg and, of course, Woody Harrelson.
No.
And a couple other people. Oh, Isla Fisher. And Mike, here's the plot. Here's the can't miss plot. They're four rogue magicians that are brought together to commit crimes using their magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sucky.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but sucky.
If you're just in a horizontal position and you watch one of them, you say, well, the second one can't be that bad. And you watch two of them, and you realize you're 4 hours gone,
right,
and you have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Also, what is the, is it called Mountainside? The new Steve Carell movie on HBO?
Is that the satire?
Yeah, it sucks.
I won't even go there. I will watch Steve Carell now, believe it or not. I will watch Steve Carell when he's doing a drama before I'll watch a comedy.
Well,
the comedy sucks
dramatic
so
scenes.
Much. Yeah. Comedy sucks so much now.
Oh,
right?
I know.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I do.
It's like I think the only way I would watch a film comedy is after 6 weeks of word of mouth. If it became, you've got to see this. And those happen once a decade.
Yeah, they
that's
do
how
not
rare
happen very
it is.
Often.
But dramas, there are a lot more of them. I decide now, based on my son's age.
Mountainhead is the name of it. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Mountainhead.
Based on my son's age, I now have transitioned from the animated features, which he still will go to. And I will, Minions was the last one, the sequel, trequel, whatever, to Minions. But we decided that, and I will get to it later in the show, I will give the full experience of Mission Impossible. And I wrote down the title, Mission Impossible, The Last Final Countdown, I reckon. That's the title. That Mission Impossible, The Last Final Countdown, I reckon, we saw it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I will share with you about the film before I get into the review is the pre-gaming.
Oh,
you know,
you
I've had a lot of first not beers.
Okay.
We decide that because there's a Target right now. What are you doing?
What?
Who are you looking at? Who is Josh texting?
No,
you
I wrote down a topic so I can write the description of the show.
Oh, okay. All right. You're multitasking. I understand that. I just thought you were getting a text.
No.
So it's okay. Calm down. It's all right. I'm dealing with Rob today, ladies and gentlemen. I understand it. Look, just accept it and let's move on. Accept it. I really, really think that when it's rarefied air for me is when I have to go somewhere. And by the way, when I say that to Rob, it's because when Rob is a little under the weather, his true feelings are a little bit more at the surface. That's kind of where we are. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Kind of. So we pregame by going to Target to get snacks because I'm not going to pay for an IMAX ticket for both of us, $54.
Hey, IMAX,
and
good
on
for you.
On general practice, after that outlay of what I'm old enough to remember you would put out for a sporting event. And now you're going to a movie for it. And I said, I'm not buying their $30 popcorn. I'm not going
to do it. Movies should be $4.
Yeah.
$2 for the matinee.
Yeah.
That's it.
And,
that's how much it should be.
So this, I'll get to the review later.
Great.
But the thing I did prior to the movie was we rolled in, and I have never snuck food. Carl and I used to get a Subway sub and – for an evening, we would move the Subway in because we didn't want to eat movie theater snacks. We just wanted to eat dinner. So we would sneak a sub in. But I'd never really snuck snacks into the theater in my lifetime. I have never done it.
You said you went to Target to pregame?
We got kettle corn at Target in a bag. That's a
big, rattly thing to try to sneak in.
Well, I'm figuring... I've got my spiel ready, and I'll tell you about it in a second.
Good,
if they called us on it, you know what Michael picks up? God bless him. I forgot. He gave me the Shackalicious candy.
Ah, here they are. Boom.
And we, by the way, 10.
Oh, they're great.
10 out of 10.
They're fantastic, and everyone looks like Shaq, Mike.
And
that's
magic
of it.
And I got a Mr. Beast chocolate bar. It's good chocolate. Remember when Josh said it was good chocolate? It is good chocolate. There's Shaq.
Hi, Shaq.
Right there. Couldn't see his face in the movie theater on the candy. But
well, it was dark.
We get it. So
now you know at Target they have a section of movie theater candy. that are boxed like you buy in the movie theater, and they're ultra cheap. And if you want your Raisinets.
Oh, you just carry it in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's candy, but the popcorn, I went a step further.
Oh, what'd you get, soup?
I bought a 99-cent Target shopping bag, and I put a People magazine.
Do they still print magazines?
I put a People magazine. It was not a real People magazine. I didn't even know. I was just getting something to cover the popcorn with. It was a Mission Impossible special edition People magazine.
I think that's all they sell anymore. I don't know if they do it as a week, because I've bought a couple of them.
We were trying to get in there quick, and there was not even a glitch. We walked right in.
Well, you've got cool. What was your opponent is two ambivalent young teenagers.
He was an older dude.
Ah.
He was an older dude, and he didn't question us, but if I had been called out for bringing that bag of Target purchase kettle corn into the theater, if I had been called out on that.
We have an intruder!
At the gate. Trouble at the gate. Trouble at the gate.
I had it ready to go, Rob. I would have said to him, that's fine. I'm not going to take it in. Can you please refund me my $54? That was what I was going to say. Perfect. I was prepared to go there immediately with no hesitation.
You've eaten most of it already. There's a form.
What do you think
somewhere.
They would have done? First of all, do they call people on that when you're going to an IMAX theater?
I've never seen anyone get called on it. Never.
It was.
And my mom will load her purse and with candy and whatnot. I hate the word whatnot, and never get called on it. So I don't know if it's just like something that's assumed you don't do it.
Right?
Do they have a sign that says no outside food? Maybe
never
brought
seen
in?
It. And yeah. And with women, they have the advantage if they're carrying a purse, they can bring it in there.
Or
I'd never done it.
A man in a hoodie can move a lot of product.
Well, I tried. You know, we did do the look with the. I'm wearing a hoodie right now. I'm wearing a lightweight hoodie, and I did put it.
I like it.
I did put the popcorn under the shirt. It didn't. We did it. We got away with it. We brought it into the theater.
Mike,
and,
you know yes. what you did? You did your own Mission Impossible before
sure.
the movie.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's dun, fine. Dun, That's dun, it was, dun, dun, and I'll dun, review dun, the movie dun. A little bit later on.
I just, can tell you liked it.
You might be surprised.
I might be. Yeah.
And you might not be surprised. No, they're like everything else. There's a little good and there's a little bad. And
before your review, may I ask you one question?
Yes.
Is Tom Cruise the movie star?
Whatever. That's all I have to say to that. Whatever.
Oh, what a Tom good closer.
No, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, what do you have anymore, you know? I mean, you really don't have anything anymore when it comes to movies. It's just the way it always is. And
we need more magician movies.
More magician movies for Mr. Cruise. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar, our exclusive snack and hydration sponsor. This is cool. They've teamed up with Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, on two special edition products, a salted caramel chip protein bar and a yuzu mango hydration mix. Guess what? They are out of this world. This collaboration grew out of Chef Keller's daily regimen of IQ Bar products and combines IQ Bar's nutritional excellence with Keller's culinary expertise. IQ Bar's plant protein bars are packed with clean, delicious ingredients that keep you physically and mentally fit. The salted caramel chip IQ Bar has 12 grams of protein and only 1 gram of sugar, plus brain-boosting nutrients like lion's mane adaptogen. They taste great, but I love them because they make me feel good. And right now, IQ Bar is offering our listeners 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. To get your 20% off, text TMOS to 64,000. Text TMOS to 64,000. That's TMOS to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. You know what doesn't belong in your epic no-bummer summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning summertime fun, your wireless bill should be the last thing to drown you financially. That's why you gotta switch to Mint Mobile. With plans starting at $15 a month, Mint Mobile gives you premium wireless service on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring over your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Josh has it, and Josh loves it. Right, Josh?
Absolutely. Should have done it earlier.
This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/TMOS. That's mintmobile.com/TMOS. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick 5-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert-curated and customer-curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit ThompsonCigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. It's peak hydration season, and Liquid IV is the perfect companion for your hottest summer plans. And if you visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout, that's good for 20% off your first order. Zang! I didn't put out a zang. I should have put out a zang for the Red Sox win last
night.
That's
a posthumous zang there.
They're really not playing so well that I give them full zangs anymore. they've just launched an exhilarating new flavor. I haven't even had it yet. Arctic Raspberry.
God, I hope it's on the way. Sounds
chilly,
great.
Exotic and fun. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Just one stick. And 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I drink it each and every day. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO. Vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Grab a stick and start sipping. No matter what your summer brings, tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV. Treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with liquidiv.com, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. There it is. What did I do? I'm messing everything up. Where's my whoosh?
Whoosh is elusive.
It's when you've had the morning that I've had. There it is.
Yeah.
It finally showed up.
Okay, goodbye.
It's been very, very interesting. We're going to start today with a little news update on something that's been all over the news. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, of course, about Elon and the Prez. Elon
Musk. The bromance.
The bromance has been over for a couple of weeks now,
right.
And it cooled off a little, the circus, a little bit over the weekend, but it's safe to say they're still not friends, so it's worth it to ask the question of you, America.
Right.
Who you got? Whose team you on?
Yeah.
I mean, where's it coming from, huh? The answer for most of us is neither. I think that makes sense. That's the way I feel about it.
It does.
According to a new poll, 52% of Americans say they're not on either side, but Trump still has a double-digit advantage, 28% to 8%, 11% aren't sure.
That's me.
The people that have. Well, I don't understand the way that's written. All right. So,
well, it doesn't add up to 100. It should.
52% of Americans say they're not on either side, but I get it. All right. So it's like if you do pick a side, 28% more people are backing Trump than 8% with Elon. 11% are that fabulous, aren't sure. No, I'm in the 52%. I'm definitively not a fan of either one of them.
Yeah,
they're
agree.
Both broken men.
But that sounds like statistics written in a way to sort of soften the blow somehow, but I can't tell what because it's so poorly written.
You know? 28%, I'll ask you this because I don't know the answer. 28% of us think Elon and Trump will work together again. 31% think they won't. That's pretty evenly split. What do you think?
I don't. I think you've got two of the biggest egos in America right here.
Yeah.
And if it were to work again, there would have to be an apology, and they don't do it.
No,
neither one of them do.
And I don't believe they'll work together.
No.
Elon crossed the Rubicon, as Steve Bannon said. I never quote Steve Bannon, but I heard him on NPR, and I heard him say that, and I believe it. And then like 5 hours later, he'd actually said, no, I'm not going to take his call. So that makes sense. Let's see. 35% of people think the country would be better off if they worked together. Who cares? As opposed to 31% who not. People are like,
I think the country would be better off right now if it was on fire. That's how bad things are.
Well, fly out to Los Angeles. You might get your wish.
Well,
Elon did delete his two harshest tweets about Trump, the one about the Epstein list and the one supporting his impeachment. But, you know, once it's out there, baby, once it's out there, it's sailed. That's it.
You know what? This is the old strategy of saying something outrageous in court and then being overruled.
Yep.
And they ask the jury to disregard it, but you can't because you've already heard it.
Well,
so you can make up the most vicious lie in the world, take it back, but people, it's still going to be. Do you think Trump is in the Epstein files?
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
I think that it's always been that. I really, even more so sometimes, I think, than the grab him by the you know what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That video to me seems so damning because he's so all testosterone. Yeah.
It's not
up,
what
right?
he
Isn't
said.
It gross?
It's because he said it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the way he, and also the denial that came on there. But it also doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he's in the, he's the president. He got elected already. It's over. So I mean, really,
Steve
to make
Bannon,
a big deal about that,
Steve
it's not going to.
Steve Bannon had a bad day. You know, we all love Steve, but we don't like him.
It's not anything that's in the Epstein files isn't going to bring down Trump. At
You're
this
right.
point, it's not going to happen. And I don't believe there was a conspiracy to off the guy either. I think that because of Trump, I think we are in a world where his base, the people that like him, he's absolutely right. Just what he said, Fifth Avenue, shoot somebody in the head and they'd move on. I think that's the way it goes.
Do you think Elon will be at the military parade?
That got canceled. At least that's what I read last. So
really?
There's apparently a new trend of baby showers, and this falls into the everybody gets a trophy category, baby showers for the grandparents. And yeah, this is in addition to all the other showers for the mom and the dad. Showers
being
plural, because many parents are hosting multiple showers. This is how I remember it. I remember a baby shower for the mother-to-be, and I got out of the house.
Yep.
I didn't have
That's
to be
it.
There. That's my memory of it.
Did you get any sort of guy party or anything?
No.
No, me neither.
There's one guy party. It's the bachelor party.
That's it.
You were there.
Now,
you were there for my last one. my last one of three.
I'm just curious if the grandmother is old, like say she's been married 50 years, they could throw her a golden shower.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Rob.
Thank
Let's
you.
Move on. Some people say It's interesting. Grandma showers or grandbaby showers are, quote, a heartwarming way to honor a new chapter in life. This is Valentine's Day. This is marketing. This is big gift.
Grandma's
this is
shower,
big gift.
Mike.
This is big gift doing
it
this.
It is. It's big present.
Big present.
Mike, grandma's shower has a stool and a handrail.
Big gift is behind this.
Yes.
People against them say at a grandma shower, it can shift the focus away from actual parents. Nobody
what?
Says that because nobody
no.
gives a rat's ass.
And what you know what the purpose of a baby shower is not so much a celebration.
Right.
It is to shower.
Yes.
The person with gifts that
young couples
need.
Starting yes. out that need a little leg up.
Mike, diapers. Nipples, all of the towels, all the things. The grandmother doesn't
present.
Need anything. Big, you know what, maybe, Mike? Maybe big baby.
Big baby present. Big. This, the same people who brought you registering for gifts.
Yeah.
It's the same racket. That's
yeah,
all.
It
it's
is.
All to benefit the man. Anyway, especially many people treat showers as a way to help first-time parents. I get that. Grandparents should be acknowledged in their new. No.
What?
The acknowledgement is like a guy comes in that I play golf with, said my daughter had a baby. I said, congratulations, Grandpa, first time. Yeah, first time. You got to feel great. I would feel great.
Yeah, that's what
I got
you
a
do.
Daughter turning 30 today. Hope it's going to happen. Like to be a grandparent at some point. Starting to think about it, to be
yeah.
honest with you. Starting to think about it. Just about the time my son is going to enter college
right.
is when I think I'm ready for some more little crumb crunches
around. Are
I
you
love
eager
kids.
For it? Are you eager
yeah.
for it? Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
100%.
I want changes to happen before either of my kids have kids.
That sounds a little loaded to me. What do you
well,
mean by that?
I don't think that right now whoever Julia is dating is going to necessarily be the one that I want to father the grandchild.
I would think that my middle daughter, Elizabeth's.
I love her boyfriend.
Connor would be, I think, a really good dad.
He's
I think he would be a good dad.
Tremendous. He's such
but
a good dad.
I would like Connor to, you know, put a ring on the finger, and I'm ready for that. I'm ready for
yeah.
that now. I'm ready. I think that, but we shall see. I now.
Will you
I,
throw Connor a wedding shower?
I will not.
Okay.
And I will not be involved in at my advanced stage in a bachelor event. I don't. I'm not going to be one of those.
You know what you should do? You should find out where they're headed and phone ahead and buy them a nice bottle that's waiting for them when they get there. And you don't have to be a part of it.
Well, you know, it is my responsibility if there is a wedding. You know that. That's how it works with
yeah.
father or the bride,
yeah.
even if you're divorced. And
mm-hmm.
So I think what I'll be trying to find, not a venue for a bachelor party, I'll be trying to find a good line of credit. let's see. Grandparents should be acknowledged.
Do you look forward to giving her away? The walk
yeah.
down the
aisle? Oh, 100%. I think
yeah.
it'd be wonderful. I mean, we're all a good family, and we've all evolved. All the you know, the weird broken home crap is in is ancient history now.
True.
And so it's really, really cool. I would like it to happen. I would like mm-hmm. it to happen, and when it happens. It's a different world now. Kids wait a lot longer, and, you know, in Catherine's case, I haven't even met her latest beau, and he's supposed to be
have you
quite,
seen a photo?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, he's dreamy, of course.
I knew that.
Shocker.
I knew that.
Jared Leto, where do you line up on Jared Leto?
My
fan,
old buddy Jared
non-fan?
Leto?
Yeah.
He went to middle school with me.
Well, he was accused by 9 women, Rob, of sexual misconduct in a report that was published Friday by Airmail.
Classic,
not sure how credible that is.
Classic, you know? Longfellow intermediate student. There you go.
His representatives say that all allegations are expressly denied. That's lawyer speak.
Okay.
The allegations date back to 2006 and include assaulting a 17-year-old, walking nude in front of a different 17-year-old, and engaging in sexually explicit conversations with a 16-year-old. Another woman said when she was 18, he pleasured himself in front of her and grabbed her hand. This all started when one of the accusers reshared a Facebook post from 2012 that said, quote, "You're not really in L.A. until Jared Leto tries to force himself on you backstage in a kilt and a snow hat."
Wow. We have a picture of that accuser, Mike.
Okay. Stop it right there, Josh. Josh in Roma.
He was a nice enough guy in middle school. And one thing I know is that he, without saying anything, kept it on the down low, went back after he hit it big. I think he's an Oscar winner, right?
I have no idea, but I know he's a big star. I know what he looks like.
He went back to McLean, bought his old family house for his family. I mean, he just, I always thought he was sort of put together, but I hate hearing this.
Well, obviously he showed people where he was put together.
That's yes, the way sir.
Is it weird to go to a movie by yourself?
No.
No, I did it in New York all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it weird
for Mike, only pornos.
It was a big trench coat. But circumstances might change that opinion if you are, you know, alone and a grown man and you're going with your kid to say, well, let's give the movie. Lilo, is it Lilo or Lilo and
Lilo.
Stitch? Lilo and Stitch.
I watched some of that this weekend, too.
And the mother noticed an adult man, this is in the UK, by himself, munching on snacks, watching Lilo and Stitch. I've seen it. I saw it at Minions. I saw a guy, an older guy, in there by himself.
Mike, some of the kids' movies today are the best movies that are out there. I would take Lilo and Stitch over Mission Impossible just at face value.
You'd go? Would you go by yourself and see it?
Of course. Yeah, right. I saw the original one. I thought it was great.
That would be something to see you in there. Just Lilo and Stitch.
And of course, my cosplay. And you'd think I'd dress up as Stitch. No, no, no. I dress up as Lilo, the young Hawaiian girl.
The overwhelming answer, let's see, was yes, she's being unreasonable to complain about this. More than 3,100 people voted. 95% of them said there's nothing wrong with it. So they're right with you on
Mike,
this
in from our chat room. Listener Josh Shroka asks, what about vacationing by yourself?
Nah, come on, he's with his family.
Come on, he's having a good time.
A person said, man watches film alone whilst eating snacks. Normal. Someone goes to the cinema with their child and sits on their phone bitching about the other cinema goers. You're the weird one.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I suppose. Because did I see it? Did I make a deal about it? No, I didn't even talk about it on the show. I just kind of looked the other way.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's not like you're hanging out at a playground.
You know, this
you're
thing
at
I've
a
got,
movie.
I've got this. This might be something we can actually do a segment. No, I'm not going to do a list. I am not. I refuse to do.
All
no,
right.
not as a standalone. Real quick.
All right.
Crap songs of the 70s. This is.
Oh, I can't wait. The 70s was
absolutely spot on. One of the better.
Such a diverse decade of music all over the place.
One of the best.
Yeah.
As far. These are 15 of the best crap songs of the 70s. I probably agree with every one of them.
May I ding and buzz?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Ben, Michael Jackson, 1972. Number 15.
Just soppy, syrupy,
all right, so the buzzer is that you agree, right?
The buzzer is it's crappy, yes.
Okay. Disco Duck Rick Dees, goes without saying.
Mike, before you say that,
stop it.
This is the first 45 RPM record I ever bought. And it is Disco Duck.
You're broken.
No, Mike, also, Mike, I was four. Come on.
All right, this is a song that was a massive hit in the 70s. Okay. Right at the end of the decade, 1979, the Escape song, the Pina Colada song, Rupert Holmes.
It's a crap song.
It's a crap
song.
Him
is a better song, and it's one of the only songs to celebrate infidelity with a merry mix-up.
I'm with you. I get it. You know, here's one. This is beautiful. This list is fabulous.
Oh, good. I love it.
Loving You, Minnie Riperton, 1974. Oh, God, horrible. Absolutely horrible. This one, I played the crap out of it early radio career.
I'm sorry to go backwards, but in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation, Wayne Newton sang Loving You.
Yeah, right. Oh, by the way.
It was a punchline.
You have multiple movie uses of these bad songs.
It's been
done. Afternoon Delight, there you go, from Anchorman. Starland Vocal Band, 1976.
DC band, yeah.
Number 10, Sing by the Carpenters. Sing a
song. it's like a Sesame Street level song.
1974, number 9 is Seasons in the Sun, Terry Jacks.
The worst. Yeah, burn it.
Told you they were spot on. Ugh. Here's one of my all-time. I hated this song.
I love it.
Even when I was a kid.
What?
The Streak, Ray Stevens, 1974.
Don't look, Ethel! But I will say this,
garbage.
Mike. If I'm listening to, like, the 70s station on XM, I will hate listen to The Streak.
Yeah,
because it's
that's
that
fine.
Bad.
That's acceptable.
You're an action news reporter.
1973, number 7, The Morning After, Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be a Morning After.
Horrible.
Poseidon Adventure.
Now, here's one that we got a lot of mileage out of in 1975, but it still
falls. Oh, no.
Convoy by C.W. McCall. We got a Convoy. Yeah, Jive. Yeah, they're all bad, right?
They're all really bad. They are.
Here's what. Don and I did a parody of this song. 1974. Paul. We didn't do it in 1974.
I know what the song is.
Paul Anka, Having My Baby. We did it as Ann Ramsey. From Throw Mama from the Train.
It's really a bad song. And also, I don't understand the sort of notion behind it. I mean, he's very excited that she's having his baby, but he seems noncommittal.
He's excited that she's having his baby.
That's what I meant, I didn't say that. So but either way, said. I think Anka is noncommittal in the relationship. I don't think it's going to work out.
Number four is Muskrat Love, 1976, Captain and Tennille.
Didn't America do it too, equally bad?
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, Bo Donaldson
and the Haywoods. And I used to hate Don's bit about it. Hated it. Thought it was just an excuse for him to use that word. To say he never got the lyrics. He always thought it was a different lyric.
Oh,
that he was here. Yes, remember every single time that was mentioned. Mm-hmm. Number two, Feelings by Morris Albert. Now, we come to number one. And I didn't put this together, Rob Spiewak, but there will be a conflict here, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
The number one worst song of the 1970s, Paul McCartney and Wings, Let 'Em In.
Not a bad song at all.
Dumbest lyric in the world. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Let 'Em In.
But it's so catchy. Come on. You got to know it's catchy.
That's just because you like Paul. That's it. That's it for you,
ladies
and gentlemen.
I will say this.
Oh, I didn't even give the kicker yet.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Paul doesn't do it in concert anymore, if that's any indication.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So there, I thought that was really solid, that little group of songs there.
Yeah.
Finally today, if this is something you get excited about, please contact me personally and tell me why. Here it is. Wendy's has announced that they will now be selling Wendy's bacon in grocery stores. Not all of them. I think Kroger's one, and then there's another one. It's a limited release right now. Maybe it'll go wide. Yes, look for the bright red-haired girl in your local meat section.
Nice.
And you can bring the sizzling experience of delicious Wendy's fast food bacon to your own kitchen. Are you even aware that Wendy's bacon is a thing, or is
Mike,
it just there?
Let me tell you another story about a sandwich called the Baconator.
Oh, that's a Wendy's sandwich, right?
That's a Wendy's sandwich. But you know what? It's crap bacon. That's the problem.
Oh,
it's not good.
There you go. Yeah. All right, that's all I need to know. And related news, the Chinese will take over before Christmas. Thank you all very much. We will take a break. When we come back, I'll give you the detailed review of... what's the movie title? It was I Reckon This Might Be the Final Time. The Tom Cruise movie that really lightened up the air.
Mike, Tom Cruise show. It's the Tom Cruise show.
Tom Cruise. Lighten it up, Tom Cruise, everybody. Exciting Tom Cruise. Let's see. Let me move this over. I'm having a little glitch
here. Ethos, Mike.
We are sponsored today by Ethos.
Mm-hmm.
Would your family be prepared financially if anything were to happen to you? The last thing you want your family to worry about is how they're going to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Tuition, your mortgage, even funeral expenses. With life insurance from Ethos, your family is protected. I always thought that the traditional life insurance process was complicated, but Ethos is an online platform that makes getting life insurance fast and easy. You can protect your family's future in minutes, not months. There's no complicated process, and it's 100% online. No medical exam is required. You just answer a few health questions. You can get same-day coverage without ever leaving your house. 3 million families have completed their application and trusted Ethos to help find the right coverage. You should, too. It's more affordable than you think. And I've seen folks that really have to struggle when loved ones pass away. Protect yourself and protect your family. You took care of your family in life. Do it when you're not around. Ethos lets you take care of them when you're gone. Protect your family with life insurance from Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/TMOS. That's ethos, ethos.com/TMOS.
You can click right on our website. There's a button. You can go there and get your insurance.
Let me ask you this. Did you write this copy while you were feeling a little under the weather? Just out of curiosity, because the last line, it just seems pretty heavy. You took care of your family and life.
take care of them in
Let
death.
Me tell you, when you're, it sounded better last night. It really did.
Was it last night? Was it really last night?
Well, I mean, last, like dinner time. That's normally when I send you the Sunday spots for Monday. And I thought it was, you know what I thought it was? I thought it was a good line. If
I know the kind of illness you have based on that. You just like, it's like, oh God, not now. Not now do I have to have another one with that. I get it.
Don't let my bad copy make you think Ethos is nothing less than a wonderful outfit.
It fits your mood a little bit, which is funny. You took care of them in life.
No, you're saying it wrong, Mike. You took care of them in life, so now you can take care of them in your death. Don't minimize the importance of this, Mike.
Maybe they'll love it.
They might.
They'll love it. They might love it. All right, so I think it's called Mission Impossible. Reckon you ought to take a final trip down that lane.
I reckon you should jump with a flaming parachute.
All right. Jesus. 2 hours and 47 minutes.
Too long.
The password is narcissist. Yeah. All right.
Is he a producer on it, Cruz?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does he open up into a larger actor?
I don't know. I wrote too loud. So loud. Me. Captain Headphones.
Yeah.
Captain can't hear a thing his kid says to him anymore. Huh? Huh? What? I'm bitching because it's too loud. Too loud, too long, and I don't know if there is a playbook for the IMAX theaters where they ask it to be 16 degrees below zero when
they
the
love
movie
it cold.
Starts.
They love it cold.
It was ridiculous. Even
that's the Letterman thing.
Even with our drugstore snacks. Yes. It was terrible. It was terrible. Let me see. They matched the plane scene. There's a wonderful stunt scene with biplanes that are used in this movie.
Here's the exciting thing. Biplanes go both ways. That's why they're called biplanes.
Well, let's not make it sexual, okay?
Okay.
Please. Right. Biplanes, the scene, here's what's cool about it. The scene with all the Tom Cruise stunts lasted in the same amount of time it takes for a full transatlantic flight from New York to Paris.
Little drawn out, was it?
Yeah. Look, I get it. I understand the franchise.
Why are they flying biplane? Is it like set in the Red Baron days? Do they have long white scarves?
No explanation given. No explanation given. Maybe an explanation given that I wasn't really paying attention to because he does reference the plane, Gabriel, the enemy, the bad guy. Right?
Tom Cruise at an air show like in Columbia, Maryland, and he saw biplanes?
I think biplanes go slow enough and are stable enough, and they are more conducive, perhaps, to doing stunts like the Barnstormer days.
Yeah. Was there wing walking?
There was wing walking. There was there was punching. There was flying around.
Mike, would you like to in detail describe the biplane scene?
The biplane. There was punching.
Yes.
Wing walking. Head crunching. Biplanes. Yeah, special type, Tom Cruise. Fly it around, try to get in the cockpit. Tom Cruise being dragged along the runway. Tom Cruise being lifted up in the air. Tom Cruise get the one guy in the biplane and that's the assistant to the other guy so he can have his own biplane.
And did Tom Cruise smile a lot?
No, he couldn't smile. He's getting too many... Too much air running through his cheeks. So you can tell it's a real stunt. Look, in fairness to Tom Cruise, those are real stunts. They are not CGI. And,
right.
And he gets all the credit in the world. It's his thing. He's an adrenaline junkie. I get it. This is my knock on Mission Impossible movies from the word go. I will give you the good and I will give you the bad. I'll give you the bad first. The bad is the plot lines of Mission Impossible take a pretty simple bad guy, good guy premise, and they try to make it as complicated as they can.
Okay. I've never seen an MI movie. I've never seen one.
Okay.
Is it at all, does it have any of the tone of the old TV show, or is it all explosion?
I don't remember the old TV show with Robert Vaughn. Is that who the Man from U.N.C.L.E.? Oh, that's the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Mission Impossible was, oh, God.
Patrick McGoohan? No, that's I don't remember.
It's another good. There it is. It's not him.
It's not him.
Stop it.
It was a little complicated.
Peter Graves.
Peter Graves
mm-hmm.
was Mission Impossible Man.
Right.
Here's the. It's just so involved with the different layers that I think they try to distract you from the lack of believability
mm-hmm.
That people can die and come back from the dead and cut through. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
I misspoke, Mike. Peter Graves is the answer. And Greg Morris. And also, don't forget, Marty Landau was in
Martin Landau.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's what it is. It's chases. It's
yeah.
stunts.
But the thing about Mission Impossible is then, you know, if you take out commercials, it's 48 minutes. There's a problem. The tape explodes. The mission is not impossible because they solve it, and then it's yeah. over. And there's too much going on here, obviously.
At the end, it's kind of poignant. At the end, you know, this is the last bit. At the end, being somebody that's older, all this stuff, you know, grabs me now when you're like, he's not going to make any more. And even though I don't have a dog in that fight, it was mm-hmm. kind of like it was a one. They had the whole cast come out at the end from different locations where they're reuniting right before the movie's over. And I thought they did.
Was it in character or was it like assist? Like, were they bowing to the camera or what?
No, they're coming out to say goodbye to the characters are saying goodbye to each other because the mission, Rob, is complete. They've saved the world.
That's great. That's great that they were able to save the world. I was wondering if it might be a better ending, Mike.
What am I saying? It was crap.
Would it be a better ending if at the end someone just shot Tom Cruise? Just one to the head.
Yeah, and then they're walking out of the square.
Square.
Up and down the square.
Well, yeah. Mike, I think it's good that you took your son to see it because there's not many movies to see on the big screen anymore, and you're a good dad for doing
that. It was fine. It was absolutely
Is there
fine.
A movie you would have rather seen this week?
No, I don't even know. I mean, it's hard for me to find things streaming, much less go to the theater. How's your throat? You have a little cough there. You're sick. I know you're being sick.
Doing my best.
Let me tell you this, that if you just want to escape for a while, if you say...
If you like cold?
If you like cold air... blowing on you for nearly 3 hours, I would recommend that you go out and do that. I was not – the action sequences were such that it's not boring. You can suffer through it because there's a lot going on
the
screen.
But do they stitch them together in a way that makes a salient plot?
Yeah.
Or is it just scene, 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 scene?
No, you've got this AI.
Right.
They call it the Entity. I'm not. I don't care who. If I'm spoiling it, if I'm spoiling it for you and you're upset about it, you know, you got the IQ of a turnip anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah.
The entity is this AI that's going to destroy the human race.
That's bad, right?
By taking control of bad, right?
Do you think Larry King would have liked this movie?
It didn't make sense.
Was it too long, Larry?
You know, I got better things to do. I got to eat.
But what
I got to go potty. By the way, the seniors, you know, forget about seeing that movie uninterrupted. Okay, we know it's not going to happen.
Skip your
I'm
Lasix.
A senior, but I got a bladder like a camel. I can last, but they were you know, before they even got to the underwater scenes, they were making water.
I That's think the underwater happening. Scenes are there to make you do that. A nice 1 minute shot of a fountain.
It's long, it's loud.
They should have put an intermission in it.
You know what? There's not enough of Tom Cruise running. No, that's not true. He's running. I think he still runs like that. It's pretty good that he's still able to run like that. I don't know how old is he. Is he 60 yet?
Oh, I think he is.
Is he 60?
Yeah, he's got to be upper 60s because, hey, Siri, how old is Tom Cruise?
All right, let's go. Is it telling you?
Tom Cruise is 62 years old.
62?
Mm-hmm.
3 years younger than me?
Yeah.
What the hell am I doing
Mike,
wrong?
That means, Mike, you need to get on your stair stepper if you want to make a mission in
Cabin. All right, so that's the movie. Don't go. No, go if you get an afternoon and it's 96 degrees and there's no baseball practice. You know, blow your pants off. Go see Mission Impossible, The Reckoning of Final. Have some fun.
And lots of, and as they used to say in the 40s, Mike, free air conditioning.
Free air conditioning. Get out of that heat. Oh, my God.
I've never been to a movie when it was a heat wave down. It's not a heat wave. It's normal for Florida.
Right, right.
I have never, my son and I reacted the same way, walked out of the theater into 96-degree weather and went, oh, thank God. I swear to God that's what happened.
My mom, take a break.
Oh, yes.
Just real quick, my mom said it was really, it threw her. She saw Dr. Zhivago in the 60s in August, and it was the whole final hour of the movie is in ice.
Yes.
And she walked out to heat. She said it was very disconcerting.
Very odd. Very odd. Dr. Zhivago, great movie.
Yes.
The Final Reckoning, maybe not so much. we'll take a break and come back with Rob's going to have skin tips for you. Which
yes,
I think
you'll
is
like
really,
this.
Really, really exciting.
Look at this. It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Here we go. Our segment's brought to you by Cramo. I love Cramo so much. I really, one of the nice things about getting different products that are sponsoring this show is that we get to try them and we get to use them. And when you get a product that you use right out of the gate and you stay with it, it's a thrill because I get to tell you about it. I wish you could smell me right now. Bright, fresh, robust, just like Italian bergamot. That's what I'm wearing.
Yep.
Thanks to Cramo, you deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cramo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour protection. Cramo products are all barber-grade, made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cramo's two latest signature scents, Italian bergamot, that's my fave, I love it so much.
It smells so good,
Palo Santo, which is deep, smoky, and refined. Both are great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Your scent makes an unforgettable impression every single time. Make the right impression with Cramo. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cramo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. It's wonderful, especially when you want to put something on your body that you wouldn't think to put on your body.
Well, Mike, it is summertime, and the living is easy, and people are starting to think about sunscreen. Now, I know that you can get great sunscreen through dermglow.com with your wife, but the best thing to do, according to the internet, is to rub beef tallow on your body before you go out and sun yourself. Now, as you know,
like a natural sunscreen?
Yeah, it's basically a rendered beef fat. That's why McDonald's French fries used to taste so good, because they were fried in beef tallow.
We think about that a lot down here. We think about the fact that, you know, there seem to be, more than any other product that's out there, conflicting reports about sunscreens all the time. This is not good for you. I have put on sunscreen, and this weirds me out a lot. I have the Carla stuff I use really, really works for me. And sometimes,
do you know the
though,
name of it by any chance?
I think her product is called SunGuard.
Because you can get it through DermGlow, I know. Yeah.
You can get it, and it's my stuff. It's under my stuff at DermGlowSkin.com. So I'm not doing a naked shill. I'm just talking about sunscreens. I will sometimes forget to put it on and go and get the generic kinds, your Copper Tones, your Hawaiian Tropic, and I'll put that on. And I'll actually get a taste in my mouth that it actually goes into my body, which is weird, and I don't like that. But I'm not sure I want to smell, like a short rib when I'm going to the beach.
Well, when I heard this, and I have, there's two sides to this, but let's go first with the pro beef tallow people.
Okay.
I first thought that before skin cancer was a known thing, I remember my aunts and my mom putting like baby oil on their skin to accelerate tanning.
Yeah. You know? I remember those days. I remember my sister did it. Yeah. To get a really good tan, right?
A copper tone tan. Well, this guy says all you need is all natural beef fat.
Hearing chemicals on our skin when grass-fed tallow works better?
First of all, look at this guy. This guy.
Is this to prevent like UV rays or is it to get a better tan?
Listen to what he has to say.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to
smearing chemicals on our skin when grass-fed tallow works better? Here's the science. Guys, remember, if you're going to put it on your skin, you should be willing to eat it. That's a great rule of thumb that you don't apply anything to your skin that you otherwise wouldn't eat. And you can ingest grass-fed beef tallow. It doesn't smell like beef. It doesn't smell like a steak. People think of beef tallow as something that's going to actually smell like a cooked beef. That's absolutely not true. These are strained, refined, great fatty acids to apply to your skin. They're great for using to cook at high temperatures. You can even make your own sunscreen. I recently went on the Great World Race 7 marathons, 7 continents, and 7 days with my son, and we used grass-fed beef tallow and zinc oxide as a sunscreen. Remember, you can apply this to your skin. If it runs in your eyes, it doesn't burn, it doesn't inflame your skin, it's non-comedogenic, and it actually moisturizes and reduces fine lines.
All right, hold on a second, Rob.
What?
Well, you can't. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But can you eat zinc oxide, which he's putting on his skin?
Well,
I mean,
Mike,
right?
You're talking about a guy who is called the ultimate human that ran 7 marathons. So I thought it might be nice.
If you don't eat it, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought it might be nice to see what a real dermatologist would say about putting beef tallow on your skin as a sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. No. As a board-certified dermatologist, I have to shut this down immediately. Let's talk about why beef tallow is absolutely not a replacement for sunscreen. Why is this a bad idea? No UV protection.
Zero.
Beef tallow has an SPF of like zero. So you're not going to get any UVA or UVB protection.
Yeah, I get that. Well, that's why you put the zinc oxide.
Skin cancer, sun damage, pigmentation, and premature aging. Second is increases in sun damage. Oils like tallow can actually increase the risk of UV penetration.
As we said.
So you're not just unprotected, you're even more vulnerable to sun damage. Third is that science actually matters. So sunscreen... most regulated and researched products available on the market, so much so that they even have a drug identification number. Beef tallow, on the other hand, no evidence of photoprotection. So what should you be using instead? Well, if you're looking for something more natural, then you can opt for a mineral sunscreen that contains zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. These products will provide you with broad-based sun protection without any questionable claims.
I'm wondering about his... I mean, the zinc oxide is valid, but I don't think I could eat it. Or would want to eat it.
He's contradicting himself. There's nothing beneficial about the beef tallow. There's nothing.
You're right. You're
there's
right.
nothing beneficial. There's
so
absolutely no reason to put it on your body. It's like putting baby oil, as you said before.
What's this idiot trying to prove then? I don't understand his
angle.
He likes
to hear his own voice. He's flapping his gums and he's not a medical professional. And that's why, by the way, that is to me a good use of the internet right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Know?
Yes.
Yeah. Or do what I do. I go out in a plastic trash bag.
And not a clear one. Not
no,
a clear one.
A black one. And I cut the eye holes out. That's what I
scare your neighbors and you never get skin cancer.
And I put a hat on top of it. I just go down the street.
Is it a MAGA hat?
Yeah. Yeah. Make America great again. Yeah, absolutely. They don't know who I am. They don't know that I don't believe a word of it.
So don't
anyway.
Put beef on your body, Mike.
Yeah. Beef tallow. We'll be back with beautiful video right after this, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you all about the Podcaster's Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasting is the modern way to communicate your message. Forget tedious meetings and old-fashioned newsletters. Don't deal with that. Rob. The Podcaster's Warehouse helps turn your message into a top-notch pro podcast that connects with your audience, builds trust, and travels the world. And it drives results. Just show up. They'll handle everything else. Studio gear provided, editing done, publishing and promotion covered.
Covered.
Whether you want a public podcast for customers or a private show for your team. They'll craft it your way with expert guidance, custom formats, and professional coaching tailored to your brand. You'll inspire loyalty, generate leads, and stand out in your industry. Build your podcast with the pros. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to book your free intro call. One voice can change everything. Let it be yours. Get strokeified.
Yeah, baby.
At the Podcaster's Warehouse. All right, time for our beautiful...
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Mike, a very special jingle saluting the Secretary of the Day.
It's time to salute our Secretary of the Day.
Wasn't that nice?
Beautiful. I love that. Secretary of the Day.
Mike, it's sad when kids are injured, but I'm told they're going to be okay, which is good, because a bounce house was not anchored well at a recent carnival overseas, and I have here the dry footage. You can actually see the kids falling out of the bounce house. Now they
nobody
were injured,
hurt,
but no, they were injured, but they're gonna be okay.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my. God, you are a broken person.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm
look
not.
At you stifling my, laughter with children. Have you forgotten you are a parent, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, maybe you will take it better if I provide some narration in German.
Plötzlich wird die Hüpfburg von einer Windböe meterhoch in die Luft geschleudert. Dann der Schockmoment. Zwei Kinder befinden sich noch im Inneren. Aufnahmen zeigen, wie sie aus etwa 15 Metern Höhe aus der Luftburg fallen. Die Menschen am Boden versuchen verzweifelt, den Sturz abzufangen.
Now what bothers me is
so glad nobody was killed.
I know. I'm wondering where that thing landed. I mean, what
It landed on the Zugspitz.
What if you're on, like, the Russenspitz, like you said?
The Russenspitz.
You're down the road from the fair, and you open your... Because it wouldn't make a noise when it
landed on the Schadenfreude.
You open your door, and there's a bounce castle in your front yard.
And somebody bounces out and says, Wo ist die Toilette? Danke schön. Bitte schön.
Mike, you can have a good day at work and you can have a bad day at work. This guy's not having a good day. I think you'll recognize him. I don't know his name, so I won't pass it on, but he's the host of Good Morning Philadelphia.
Okay.
And God bless him, he just got cured of colon cancer.
Good.
He's got a clean bill of health, which is nice. So, you know, we were talking sunscreen earlier, and this is a lady coming in to talk about the importance of protecting your skin. This was not planned.
You
I have a big freckler.
Oh, okay. So this is a basal cell skin cancer.
That is?
So that has all of the features of the most common type of skin cancer, which is also very treatable. When it's caught early, this
What are you going to do to it? Burn it off?
This one probably needs to be cut and stitched.
What?
Oh, cut.
And then stitch me up?
Yeah.
How soon should he do this? Because I've been telling him, Mike, you need to go to the dermatologist.
Yeah, you do.
I hate his co-host.
All right, here's the question, though, about medical professionals, right?
Yeah.
So the guy's being treated for colon cancer.
Right.
That guy that they're looking at his arm.
Yeah, he's cured.
And that whole thing goes in. He's going to an oncologist. He's going to a... And they don't pick up on that? What the F is the deal, really? Is it just like, well, we're not going to deal with that? I'm a colorectal surgeon. I'm not going to deal with the arm melanoma that's over there,
but what
for the
about
love of God.
What about the host, instead of saying, you know, this is something we could discuss later?
I've been telling you.
I've been telling him to go to the dermatologist.
Yeah, like his wife.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine getting a skin cancer diagnosis on live television?
Especially on a Fox affiliate.
You know, it's weird, though.
What?
I think all of them are related in a way. You've dealt with it in your personal life with family members. Do you find that people that get it in one area get it in other areas, too?
I think leukemia is an outlier in that, because once the leukemia
Yeah, with
is
your
cured,
son. But as far as, like, I've known guys that have dealt the inside and then the skin cancer pop, it's weird. Get
and
checked.
Skin cancer is ongoing. I mean, you get it in place and place and place.
Absolutely.
So maybe you need to go to a surgeon, but not a plastic surgeon. Because this guy is a creep. This guy went viral over the weekend because this plastic surgeon, before you go under, he will sing you a country song.
I've held everything for a moment.
Oh, get
wasn't I.
Give me a slingshot right now.
I swear, you're right.
Oh, God, no. Every patient?
That's what he does. He sings them to sleep.
Oh, my God. That is
I
so what?
Prohibit.
The ego, right,
yes,
Rob? The
yes,
egomania of these
it.
Guys.
And doctors are the worst. They
yes.
all have God complexes.
Any nurse in the world will tell you that. Absolutely.
I love nurses. I yep. don't like a lot of doctors.
No, I mean, it's just, oh, God, it makes me vomit. Oh,
but
I never want to see that again.
I never want to find out any music was played while I was under. Because I want
the
focus.
No. Now, hold on. I know that music for long surgeries, there are people that do it in the operating room. But singing while you're getting ready to do your surgery, where's the focus there? You're thinking about
Well, God, I think the music itself is a distraction, just that the fact that it's up. I requested no music when I had my last procedure. And, you know, the whole thing is wrong, and I hate him. Because this is the music they played during my surgery, Mike, and I don't know if it was.
someone just got up. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Oh. Hi, young man.
Are we going golfing today?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Looking forward to it. All right. You gonna
is he not coming on camera?
Yeah.
He's in his pajama bottoms, and he is shirtless. Do you want to wave it, Rob?
The way, that's
step
the way
in front of the
Elvis,
camera.
Elvis yeah. used to walk around like that.
Go ahead. Just stand in front of the thing. Camera and give a quick wave. Put your face down there where they can see you.
There he is.
Some summertime. We'll talk about you on the show tomorrow, probably.
That's a threat right
how
there.
How much fun it is having you around. All right, get out of here. I'll see you later. Mommy go to work to support Daddy yet? What are you getting out of the corner, pal? What are you doing? What is that? What?
Hey, ask him if he's the one
who Pokemon.
Peed. Ask him if he's the one that peed in your studio.
No, I know who did that. It's the brain damaged dog.
Did it
he
go
feels
under
the same way.
Under the mat, or
no.
Was it on the mat?
No, it's on the mat.
Oh, that's
God.
Courteous.
Yeah, and I took the Clorox disinfectant wipes and took it to it. So there you go.
Speaking of peeing, let's close with this. This is the result of a couple videos where a lady whose significant other, I don't know if they're married, I'm guessing not, complains that he misses when he pees in the toilet. And so he set up this sort of demonstration to show how hard it is to pee in the toilet. He's given her a hose and a bucket.
And we're about to prove ours. All right. Come on, what are we doing?
So she's putting the hose between her legs.
Shorten it up.
Shorten it?
Shorten it up. Yeah, there you go.
No, you're chum down
shorten
here.
That thing up.
Oh, look at that.
That's cheating. That's go. Not
no,
fair.
It ain't. No, it ain't.
Oh, my
no,
God.
It ain't. No, it ain't.
You ready?
Yeah,
now
go.
He's
going
to start the right, flow
show
of water.
What you got.
Go.
Show me what you got. It's coming. Hold on.
Oh.
Come on, get it in there. Get it in the bucket. Come on. Get it in the bucket now.
No,
get it in the bucket now.
Get in the bucket now.
Right.
Get
it
in the bucket.
Go on
now, get.
Come on. I'll tell you, sometimes it comes out dual streams. That be shooting out left, right, dual streams. Come on, get in the bucket.
There it is.
You know what? He wasn't even trying to be like Uncle Baby Billy, and he said, come here now, and
they're a cute couple. I've seen them before online. You know the cool thing about that couple is they both work at the same law firm. Yeah, there you
I
go.
Didn't know that.
We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
The irony was that they have seven kids.
Yeah. Perhaps tomorrow we will get a solid connection and check in on the travel log, the European travel log. We weren't able to pull it off today, but that's a beautiful photo at the
Coliseum.
The Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
And doesn't he look happy?
He looks. He really does. Did somebody tell him to smile? Is that what it was?
Oh, I think he got some grief over the weekend for posting his miserable Leaning Tower of Pisa picture.
That's sweet. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new. And you did great today.
Oh, stop.
I know you,
thank you.
No, you did fine. You were doing fine. A little passive aggressive at the beginning, but then you righted the ship. I'm happy. You feel. I hope. Go to bed. Get some fluids. Take some medicine. And just chill out, right?
Okay. Deal.
Are you going to do that for me?
I am.
You don't have to go to your side hustle today?
I don't have to go there, no.
Then just get to bed. Go take care. Have that wife of yours take care of you. It's summertime, right? She's not working at school, is she?
Oh, there's always work to be done.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak
summer
and Jess
school.
Mike O'Mara sakes, so long, everybody. Get
bye,
out of
Carrie.
Here,
come on.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
But in the end, you die in your own arms. It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.